Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. I want to give a warm welcome to those tuning in this morning on our online audience. We're glad that you chose to worship with us this morning, and as well as those that might be out in the parking lot. I know we got a few out there, like John and Lucy. Hi, John and Lucy. You know, I don't know if you realize this, and I'm sure you do, how important it is to listen well. If you think about some of the problems that happen in a marriage, a lot of conflict can happen in a marriage. You know what the root of that oftentimes is? It's listening sometimes. And when we think about how we're doing at school, sometimes that grade that we get, at the root of why we get that C or D is because we didn't listen like we should have when the teacher was giving instructions. It's amazing how that works. And it's also true about faith. We sometimes wonder, well, why is my faith not the way that it should be? Oftentimes it's about listening. Romans chapter 10 says, faith comes by hearing. That's right. And so in today's worship service, we're going to be highlighting the importance of hearing and listening to God's voice in our life, especially as we consider the greatest example of faith in the Bible. We're going to say that person is Abram. We're going to hear about the first time that God spoke and Abram listened. And hopefully there's some good takeaway material for us this morning. Let's see here. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that the March newsletter is out. You should have received it via email if you like to receive it digitally. If you like having a hard copy, we do have hard copies out in the narthex, so go ahead and pick that up. There is one important change to already communicate. Isn't that how it works? Like you print it and then it's like, oh, there's already a change. The change is this. We are going to hold off on having an Easter breakfast. The men were going to lead an Easter breakfast this year. And for a variety of reasons, time and resources, it's not going to happen this year. We do have fellowship planned after the service and an Easter egg hunt, but just know Easter breakfast. You could just, instead of Easter breakfast at Peace, you can say Easter breakfast at McDonald's on your calendar at home. I'm teasing. Oh, man. So this week we're continuing with our midweek worship opportunities and soup supper as we are journeying our way through the season of Lent. We'll be gathering here at Peace at, 5 o'clock for soup supper with worship to follow here in the sanctuary. I understand last week's worship was just great here in the sanctuary, so come back and take part. It's going to be Holden Evening Worship this coming Wednesday. That's all I have really for announcements this morning. This is a service in which Holy Communion is being offered. And here at Peace Lutheran Church, our desire is that you are baptized and then also see and understand that you're a sinner and want to recognize the Lord's real presence in the body and blood that is given here. If you can hold those things, you're welcome to commune with us this morning. There are two ways to receive communion. One is by the communion package that's on the table here. You can receive that and commune from the pew that you're sitting in, and you remain seated. I'll guide you in that process. Or if you'd like to commune up the rail, you are welcome to do that. Just wait for the ushers to come your way, and they will guide you forward at that right time.